And this newscast is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supporting environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County Circuit Court Monday before Judge Prill, Jason Daniel Conkey pleaded guilty to an amended charge of breaking and entering a building with intent. The plea agreement includes the dismissal of the original charge, no habitual offender notice, and an agreement for Conkey to testify against co-defendant Rochelle Marie Clark and pay restitution. The charge carries a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. The incident occurred on or about December 25, 2025, in Harbor Beach. Conkey admitted to entering a building without permission and taking an ashtray and lighter. Sentencing is scheduled for June 22 at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered, and Conkey's bond remains set at $5,000, 10%. Because Huron County is the only county in the Thumb that doesn't operate in animal control, dogs that are roaming at large are always an issue in some communities like Sebring. There are routine postings on Facebook about dogs running wild in the village. Without animal control agency in the county, there's very little that can be done about that issue. Police Chief Steve Repke and the prosecutor have discussed the issue, and Repke took on the responsibility of trying to find a possible solution to the ongoing issue. He asked if he could get information by contacting another governmental agency for situations only which arise in Sebring. The committee gave permission for him to do his research and report back during a police committee meeting. It's not the only thing the police chief is working on. Repke is also in the process of overhauling police procedure manual and using a new directory or table of contents. He is also adding additional procedures using accredited agencies as a model. And health officials are reporting a sharp rise in Lyme disease cases across Michigan as tick populations continue to expand statewide. According to the MDHHS, confirmed cases have climbed dramatically in recent years, rising from just over 500 in 2022 to more than 2,100 reported cases in 2025. That marks nearly a 300% increase. Experts say the spread is tied to a growing population of black-leg ticks, also known as deer ticks, which carry the bacteria responsible for Lyme disease. More than 60 Michigan counties are now considered at risk, with several others being monitored for possible spread. Researchers at Michigan State University say as tick populations increase, so does the percentage carrying the disease. Warmer winters and humid summers are helping ticks survive and reproduce more easily, allowing them to expand into new areas, including more populated regions. State health officials note the increase isn't unexpected, and cases could continue to rise in coming years. Despite the trend, experts stress that residents can still safely enjoy the outdoors by taking precautions. Wearing long sleeves and pants, using insect repellent, and checking for ticks after spending time in wooded or grassy areas are recommended for all. Lyme disease symptoms could include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and a characteristic bullseye rash. Health officials say early detection and treatment with antibiotics are key to preventing more serious complications. And don't forget, your furry friends are vulnerable to these culprits, so make sure they have a flea and tick treatment to protect them as well. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back with a look at more news. A Virginia Circuit Court has ruled that a recent redistricting referendum was unconstitutional, sparking a significant legal shift for the state's congressional map. The decision comes just one day after voters initially approved the plan. The ruling has paused the implementation of the new district boundaries, pending further appeals. Legal experts suggest the cause may move quickly to the state Supreme Court given the proximity of upcoming primary elections. Yeah, official data released today shows that the UK government's borrowing fell by nearly £20 billion over the last fiscal year. The total borrowing amount of £132 billion was slightly lower than previous independent forecasts had suggested. The drop is being attributed to higher than expected tax receipts from the corporate sector. Despite the improvement, economists warn that the UK still faces a significant debt-to-GDP ratio that may limit future public spending. And that's been a look at our news this hour, brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, self-supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.